going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the ugly neighbor, Jay, and with me is one of the Reject Five, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How you doing?
Doing good. Pretty easy week.
Yeah.
Entertaining. A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, just a smidge.
I had fun, at least. Yeah. I know you had fun half of the time.
Somewhat. But we'll get into it. And what anime was that, Jay?
The Choices Classic. My mental choices are completely interfering with my school romantic comedy snafu story.
The animation.
The animation. Or non-com, right?
Non-com. Yeah,
now-com.
Now-com?
Mm-hmm. And do you have the synopsis, Aaron?
I do. And this comes from our friends at Wikipedia. If you, everyone listening to this podcast, donate a dollar.
You should donate a dollar. Yeah,
we'd be done already. Kanade Amakusa is a high school student who is suffering from a curse called Absolute Choices. This curse requires him to select an action from a list of two or three options that appear before him at any time. He has no control over what choices appear. Many of them are weird or perverse, and as a result, the curse has tainted his reputation with his classmates and other people around him, making his life difficult. However, one day, a choice he makes on his way from home from school causes a mysterious, beautiful young girl to fall from the sky.
Yeah. Is she a manic pixie dream girl or whatever?
No.
No?
Because
she's, like, not helpful, right?
No, because he's not an edgy protagonist. That's what it has to start as. It has to be a dark and brooding protagonist.
Okay.
And then...
he's not, like, emo or something.
Yeah. Think about, like I said, famously...
Hyoka.
Hyoka. Oh, yeah, Hyoka. That's 100% that. My Little Monster, the girl. Yeah. The girl is completely, like, drab. Mm-hmm. What's the one, the fashion one?
Paradise Kiss?
Yeah, Paradise Kiss. That's another one.
Mm-hmm. All right, so are you ready for some facts, Aaron?
Hit me with them.
All right, so My Mental Choices is a comedy anime released in 2013. There are 10 episodes and one OVA. This is based on the light novel by Takeru Kasukabe. And he's written other novels, but it's weird because I tried to look up what the other novels were about, and like nobody wrote synopsises for them. So he has like three other ones, and I don't know what they're about.
You know what's crazy? A little bit off topic. I just had this conversation today with somebody. Uh-huh. Imagine how much Japanese media, imagine how many media in general just happens for a little bit and then just goes away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I sent you that video earlier about that Shonen Jump, the status of Shonen Jump this year.
Uh-huh.
And he talked about last year there was a manga that ran for 20 weeks and then just ended. It wasn't doing popular, so it just ended. And I was like, how disheartening would that be? Like, you finally get the jump, or you finally get, like, serialized, and then it just doesn't work. No one cares.
Yeah, nobody liked it.
And they just, like...
Or nobody gave it a chance or something.
Yeah, like, just like this guy right here, you know, he said he has a bunch of them, but no one
took the time to write synopsises for them.
Exactly.
All there is like, the title of the anime. I think one of them was called, like... Outcomer or something like that.
What's crazy, I always love to see how you know anime is big or not is look at the Wikipedia article.
Oh yeah.
And if it has like a list of episodes, if there's a separate page for a list of episodes, that means somebody kind of cared about it, made its own thing. Other times it'll be like, if you can see all the information on the anime on one page, that's when you know it's kind of
under the radar.
Yeah, thrown together. Mm-hmm. And even this anime is like, I think only 8 episodes have actual descriptions. The last two don't have any. And then the OVA, I don't think is even... I mean, it is listed, but not on the episode list.
Yeah.
So it's pretty crazy.
Okay. So this anime was directed by Takayuki Inagaki. And he's directed Chiyo's School Road, an anime that you want to cover.
Yes. Very, very funny.
Mm-hmm. Rosario plus Vampire.
Ooh, okay.
And this one is very interesting. He did Desert Punk.
Really?
Yeah, all he directed that one. That's a anime that I want to cover. I've always seen like the cover of it, but never like...
Have you ever watched an episode of Desert Punk? I have.
You have?
I've seen a episode.
A or eight?
A, one.
Oh, okay. And that wasn't enough to keep you watching?
Enough to be like, okay, I know what this is. And then I didn't watch it. But I hear a lot of good things about it.
Mm-hmm. The studio was Dio Media. And they've done Champione. I don't know how to really say it. Cute Earth Defense Club Love.
Have you ever
heard of that anime?
Yeah, I think that's the anime where it's girls who transform into magical boys. Yes.
Yes. And Domestic Girlfriend. That's their newest one. Do you know what Domestic Girlfriend's about?
Yes, I do. I heard it's the discount Scum's Wish for what?
Really?
I hear of it, yes.
Yeah, because, for those who don't know, Domestic Girlfriend is about a guy that's, like, hopelessly in love with his teacher, and he finally gives up on it, and he goes to, like, this dating thing, and at the dating thing, he meets a girl, he loses his virginity to her, and when he gets home, his dad announces that he's gonna get remarried, and they're moving in or something, and it turns out the person he's marrying is the teacher. And the teacher's daughter is the person he had sex with.
Yeah. And then he also has sex with the teacher, too. So.
Oh, does he? Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's gets pretty in there.
And that's a high dive anime, so.
Well, one of my favorite things is Gigguk has a thing where, you know, I can't believe it's not hentai. And that's one of them.
Oh, really?
It's that ichi. And she hits them with the famous line, it's not like we're blood related or anything.
Yeah, there you go.
Just the stepbrother. What are you doing, stepbro?
I know, right?
I should send you that video at the end. This is pretty good.
Okay, so this was licensed by Sensei Filmworks. The music was done by Sakai Asuka. And she's done another anime called Yu Yu Shiki, which is like a kind of like Lucky Star, I guess. Mm-hmm. Magical 4, the animation. And... one episode thing called Chocotan, which is about a dog that can talk.
All right.
Yeah, I heard from one guy did a review of Chocotan, and he said that he loved it and that it made him cry.
No.
So, I mean, anything with dogs will probably make me cry as well. I think it's like a long-haired dachshund. The opening song is called SML, and it's by Aphelia Saga. Do you know about Aphelia Saga?
No.
They're like one of those maid chains. Like they have cafes like in different cities, and they also make music for some reason.
It's like an idol troupe slash cafe.
Yeah, it's like one of those things. But Aphelia Saga, they've done songs for Hyperdimension Neptuna, Isuka, and I think you've heard of this one, Bufuri. I don't want to get hurt, so I'll max out my defense.
Yep, that's airing right now.
Yeah.
I heard it's real good.
They did one of the songs for that. And the ending song is called Tayo to Suki no Cross, and it's by 2 Formula. And they've also done Isuka. And Isuka is like a monster of the week kind of thing, but with they use bows and arrows.
All right.
Yeah, something like that. I like barely skimmed through the synopsis on that one.
Yeah, I get you.
But like, I think the bow and arrow is like the main weapon because it's on the cover of the promotional art. So what did you think of the music, Aaron?
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fitting.
Very generic for a generic anime,
yeah,
I feel.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I did enjoy was on the last episode, it snowed, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what song played when it was snowing?
Oh, yeah. It was a Christmas song. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it might have been a Silent Night.
So I was really hoping. I don't know if you got this information on hand or not. Uh-huh. When it finished airing, Because I was kind of hoping it finished airing like Christmas week.
Uh-huh.
And then just like super random snow and Christmas music at the end. I was like really hoping that was the case.
Was it? Did you check?
I didn't check.
Oh. Well, whatever.
I hope.
If you guys can check
it. But it was pretty funny.
And as for cross media, there's the light novel, and the light novel was adapted into a manga as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And then OVA. There's an OVA.
Oh, yeah,
as
the
well.
OVA. Yeah. The OVA I might watch later.
It sounds real cool.
It sounds funny. I watched like the beginning of it. All right, Aaron, do you have anything general you want to talk about before we get into the nitty gritty?
Boy, do I. So, let me pull up my thing right here. This anime has a really bad beginning budget.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird. I think the voice acting in the beginning was real bad. Yeah. It gets better as it goes. I feel most anime is like front loaded with production.
Yeah.
This seemed more, it was like backloaded. Because it started getting like real prettier near the end too.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely could. Because like the thing that I think of, because like of what you're describing is like at the beginning, you said that it's like low budget, right? One thing that I really noticed about it being low budget was like the first thing that I saw chocolate
mm-hmm.
girl eat. It looked janky as hell. It looked like she didn't even take a bite. It just like a piece just disintegrated.
You want to know my favorite jank? I don't know if you've seen it.
Because
it happened so fast and it made me laugh. So I had to go back and watch a couple times. The episode where he's trying to see the friend's panties.
Okay, yeah.
There's a scene where it like cuts to them walking
mm-hmm.
In the background, and then a character is like a random girl's walking in the foreground.
Yeah.
That girl in the foreground pops in.
Pops in out of nowhere?
Yeah. Like it transitions to the scene where you see him in the background, and like maybe half a second, and then you see the girl pop in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad. I was like, oh no. I mean, it's not so bad, but. Like, I noticed it. I was like, oh, they don't care. And then the sound was real bad, too. Mm. Just the audio mix. The audio mixing was bad.
Yeah.
So, there's, like, a scene in the... It's, like, on the first couple episodes. The one scene that made me write down the bad sound editing was when... let's see what her name is. It was Yukihara when she's, like, throwing up.
The gray hair girl.
Yeah, the gray when she's like just throwing up.
Uh-huh.
And as she's throwing up, the other characters are talking.
Yeah.
But you can barely hear
the throw up in the background.
No, you can barely hear the people talking over the throw up.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, that's real bad.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, and it's just it's so weird. Should I think of anything else?
Going back to like you saying that this anime is like backloaded, like they've definitely fixed the eating.
Yeah.
By the end of the anime,
it looks fine at the end.
Yeah,
it looked perfectly fine. I actually mm-hmm. really enjoyed it. Probably episode 5 and on, mm-hmm. I really did enjoy it more than the first like half.
You know
I
that
guess.
You know that jank eating that I was talking about. I rewound that as a few times as well. I was like, did that really happen? Because like the first time I like did a double take, I was like, what happened to her food? Like she was supposed to take a bite, but it doesn't look like she took a bite.
And then
almost like floating oranges status.
I know, it's pretty good. Nothing will ever be as bad as floating oranges. I don't know if you even know this reference. But it's really weird because I just talked about this anime reference like this week.
Really?
And it's a nice boat. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Nice meme. Boat?
Yeah.
No.
So she referenced, it's referenced in this anime where I'll tell you the exact moment. It's when he walks in on Yukihara and she has, there's like all these, the nice desks. She's talking about like the desks.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, oh, nice boat. She literally says like nice boat. And then she goes, oh, I mean nice desks or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So what nice boat is a reference to, it's a Japanese program. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a Japanese program that has like it shows like features boats, like boats on water. Okay. It's supposed to, like scenic shots of boats. And what made it a meme was they run it, they run the special when they take something off like the block, like there's an anime, something happens, they run this boat program. So the first place I remember seeing this referenced was in the original School Days.
Yeah.
The last episode got delayed because there was an actual murder with a saw that happened that
okay,
week.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So they pushed it back a week. And so they played that boat thing. And a lot of people like a lot of comments of that scene was like, oh, nice boat, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the first major thing that happened. But ironically, if you remember the end of School Days.
Yeah, they're on a boat.
They're on a boat. So somebody had said nice boat to that scene. Mm-hmm. And so it just like lived on from there.
That's funny.
And the reason why I brought it up is because Interspecies Reviewers got kicked off the channel that airs the nice boat thing.
Uh-huh.
And they played the nice boat program. Yeah. and it's the same like a boat. It's been like the same boat special for years. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't update. They just play it. They're like, yeah, we need something to fill time. Put the boats on.
That sounds pretty good. That's like almost like those knife commercials that we used to have back in the day.
Exactly.
I'm gonna give you 4 more knives.
Exact.
Those infomercials or magic bullets.
Magic bullet. Exactly. But yeah, I. But other than that meme lesson, really fun. I thought I was like, that's super random. Mm-hmm. And a lot of her jokes are like super random.
Yeah.
Like references to.
Mm-hmm. One thing I really like is just the choices in general. Just they're pretty funny. But Aaron were talking about this earlier, but it's like really like one sided.
Like, I was waiting for like, okay, give me like a really hard choice.
Uh huh.
And the one I actually like, my jaw dropped. I was like, finally. Was the last choice of the anime.
Oh, like choose this one, yeah, or this one.
Confess your love to her, confess your love to her, or confess your love to her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yo. I was like, this is going to be dope. But then it gave him like the cop-out, something
will happen. Fourth choice, yeah.
And I was like, that's whack.
Yeah. Why wasn't Kiss the Teacher a choice?
That's my favorite one. It was like, pick up the...
Oh, yeah. Pick up the teacher.
That was real cute.
Do you have any general dislikes?
I mean, besides the bad audio.
The cheapness of the beginning.
Yeah. Which goes into the cheapness of the beginning. I guess I could talk about it. It's one of my least favorite moments of the anime.
Okay.
And that was like the montage at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that montage about choices went on a little too long.
Yeah.
And but the one I did appreciate was the light novel artist sending his manuscript to Kodokawa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then even the Kodokawa president being animated at the end. I thought that was like real funny, cheap things they did. But besides that, way too long.
Yeah, it was way too long. As soon as I saw this, I was like, oh my God, Aaron's not going to like this.
Oh my God. I was like, when is it? Like, as soon as I'm like, okay, this has to be the last one. No, I guess not.
I guess it's not this one either.
It's like a good like 5-6 minutes long. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got. You ready to?
Yeah, let's just jump into art style. What do you think about
generic?
Yeah, everybody looks pretty generic. I don't even think there's like a good like character. Like I would say the teacher maybe is the cutest, but I don't know.
I really liked Ayame. That's
the big girl, busty girl.
Big busty girl.
Yeah.
Her design, her like frills on her dress are real cute.
Yeah. And she's like, she has drills for her hair, right?
Yeah.
Her quadruple designs, drills are the best now. Yeah.
Her design's pretty cute. Mm-hmm. Other than that, everyone's kind of like whatever.
She kind of reminds me of the girl that I like from Danganronpa, the first one, Celeste.
Celeste. Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. The sadistic.
Yeah.
Girl.
But I like Celeste. She's waifu list.
Yeah, but none of the characters really stand out design-wise.
Yeah, everybody's pretty generic.
I can't think of... Let me think of anything.
The pig. Pig costume guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? Mr.
No, it was...
White Pig?
White. I think it was like White Pig.
Yeah.
White Pig. And White, I love
White
you.
Piglet was the girl.
Yeah. Adorable. And I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
That's what sucks.
I know. It just was like, I can't even really say anything about the clothes either because it's like very just a school uniform.
Generic ass anime.
Mm-hmm. What about the neighbor? Do you like the neighbor? Neighbor was pretty cool.
Yeah, she's cool. I wish it was more in it as well.
Oh, what about the like little kid that likes, not little kid, the high schooler that looks like a little kid.
Yeah, right.
That likes the main dude.
I know, it's hilarious. I was like, where? She was only like in one episode, huh?
Two.
She's in two?
Yeah. Like the first time that he appears, and then like he's on like one of the boats when he's trying to, at the end.
Or the...
one of the rafts.
The mom. I like the mom showing up.
Oh, yeah. That was the first scene that like made me crack up, and I was like, "What the hell am I watching?"
That was so like, random when she was like, "Oh, you have to save your tears for the one you love."
Mm-hmm. She's like touching herself.
Yeah, she's all when your father hits me or whatever. I was like, "Yo, what?" That was crazy. Yeah. Do you have any cinematography? You know, this for a very cheap anime. There's some very funny. Very funny. This is really dope scene, actually. And speaking of Danganronpa, reminded me of Danganronpa.
Okay.
Because it looked like they were 2D. That's how kind of cheap it looked. Like they were 2D, but the background was 3D, or at least how the camera was moving.
Okay.
Made it seem like.
Do you remember the scene?
They were flat. Yeah, it was in the second to last episode. And he's talking to the president. Okay. They're just like standing there, and the camera's kind of like rocking up, to see them. And like I said, it makes it how stylized Danganronpa is, where they look flat.
Yeah,
like a cart, like cutout. Yeah, here like makes caricature. It look cheap. Yeah.
Okay.
I might try to find it for you later, but it was real funny. I was like, that looks super weird, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna go jank, just
go straight jank.
Yeah, who cares? Just do it. Go.
Yeah, it'll be played off as comedic.
Yeah, and then you know, all the fan service shots.
Yeah, some nice panty shots.
How come panty shots are censored, Jay, but bikini shots aren't?
I know, right? Now that you think about it, yeah.
Yeah, because there was like moments where it was like, oh, like her butt's in the air, but there's a sensor, and then they're in bikinis and her butt's in the air, but it's fine. You can show that.
That's weird.
It's whatever. It's like that. It's like that old adage of like, oh, you see a girl in her underwear and she's like, oh, get away, you perv. And then you see a girl like in a bikini at the beach and she's like perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Even though like the bikini's more revealing than her bra and panties. It's weird.
Well, it depends on the swimsuit or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any cinematography?
No, I don't really have anything to talk about. Cinematography. Did not see anything.
Okay. Ooh. Least favorite characters. Do you have any least favorite characters?
Probably Chocolate. I don't really like her.
Yeah, same here. I think Chocolate was actually like wearing on me as the series went on.
Mm-hmm. I kind of liked her more when she was like serious.
Yeah, I was going to say, when her more serious side, I really did like.
Yeah, when she regained her memories.
I think after that, I gained like a better appreciation for her.
Because
even when she lost her memories and went back to regular Chocolate, by that time, there's like no time left for her just to be a bumbling idiot.
Yeah. And eating stuff.
Yeah.
No time to eat.
I thought she was real cool. And then like, she's not, like I said, really, she's not really a bumbling idiot the rest of the way through.
Yeah.
And then she gets real serious when she finds out that she has feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Oof, hiccups.
But other least favorite characters? I don't know. I don't think everybody else is pretty like okay.
Everyone's like, yeah, meh.
Yeah.
Who do you go for underutilized characters?
I would say the narrator for the books. It's pretty hilarious. I wish there was more reading of the weird books that Chocolate got for the main dude.
Yeah, that are put together by
the god.
Okas. Well, no.
It's by the Okas company. Okas
company. Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
And they're like super like specific, and there's like they're laughing at it.
Yeah. I really like the teacher Utaga.
Yeah, the teacher was really cute.
Yeah, I really wish there was more of her. Mm-hmm. My friend made a point because I think he said he watched this anime a couple years ago, and he was like, "Don't you find it weird that the teacher also does like really random things at points too?" Mm-hmm. So he was talking about like how she might
still be doing it.
Yeah. Which would be pretty cool, mm-hmm. I would think.
Do you recall any of the weird things?
No. But Ayame, the blonde haired girl.
Yeah.
I really wanted more of her. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed every time she was on screen. and then, which is weird, Oka from the main cast. I think she is criminally underrated.
Yeah.
Or underutilized. So utilized, in fact. There is a scene that shows her how underutilized she is.
Really?
Yeah.
What scene are you talking about?
And that scene is when Chocolate is talking about, like, she goes, "Oh, Yukihara, he has good times with you." And mm-hmm. there's, like, a flashback or little clips. Uh-huh. And there's a lot through the whole series of her and about with him and Yukihara. Yeah. And he goes, "Oh, and he likes being with you, too." And then there's, like, maybe episodes pulled from, like, 2 episodes.
Yeah.
And maybe it was, like, all from the episode, like, prior. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, real, like, oh, come on. Like, they didn't even, like, try.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Do you have any other underutilized characters?
Probably the guy with the mask.
Doc, yeah.
He seemed pretty funny.
Yeah, we didn't get to see anything any of them.
Yeah, and he like disappeared during the contest.
That's pretty funny. That was good. How about for favorite characters?
I like the teacher. Did we already talk about the teacher though?
Yeah. Yukihara, I didn't think I was gonna like her going into the anime, the gray hair girl.
Yeah.
But I really like her her dere side.
Yeah.
Her very lovey dovey and mm-hmm. her when she talks like regular.
Yeah.
It's like really adorable voice. Mm-hmm. Like I really hate her monotone voice. It's very annoying. But her lovey-dovey one is really cute.
Yeah. She's probably like my favorite girl out of all of them.
I think by far she's like the front runner. Yeah. Yeah. And then Yawakaze. Mm-hmm. That's the ditzy moe girl, because I love ditzy moe.
Oh my god, yeah, she's adorable.
Oh, she's great. Mm-hmm. She has really skimpy underwear to let her friend borrow.
Oh, I know, huh? Wow.
But she's adorable. I really like her.
Mm-hmm. And her entourage of 4 dudes.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's just because I hate that trope, really.
Having, like, entourage?
Yeah, to just beat up people.
The Knights of Kisekaede.
That's what I thought of real quick. Yeah, that's the one part of Shuffle I do not like, and I'm not going to have to deal with it when we get there.
And there's other ones in Shuffle. I don't remember what Naren is.
But I hate that. The fans.
Yeah, and Sia also has a group.
Fan group. Do you have any other favorite? It kind of sucks because
I mean, we could just talk about the characters in general. I mean, the main dude, he's all right. Fine.
I really like the flippant god. He's pretty cool.
Oh yeah,
I wish there was more of him. Mm-hmm. Not really, actually, because he's kind of a douche, but he's fine.
Yeah, it's funny that like the previous god was like got like pregnant, or he got somebody pregnant.
No,
or
she got pregnant.
Yeah, it was a girl, right?
It was a girl, and she got pregnant and became a homewrecker.
So they had
the change.
They had the change gods, and he just started.
She became a pregnant shut-in. Mm-hmm. They said that was the pregnant shut-in situation.
Yeah, and I don't know about the the council president and all them. They're okay.
I was thinking that the council president was the
previous god.
No, not the previous god, but the god that
for the teacher.
No. The one that the god cheated on her husband with.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was like. My guess. Yeah. I don't know. There's nothing much I also.
Yeah, there's nothing really much to talk about the characters. I mean, a lot of them are just like okay.
You got any favorite moments? Least favorite moments? There's a lot of this anime I do think is pretty funny. There's some really good.
Yeah, there's laughs to be had.
Yeah, there's really good slapstick in this anime.
Mm-hmm. Some things are not funny, like the banana peel. That wasn't funny at all.
I think it was more funny her reaction to the banana peel.
Mm-hmm.
Her laughing was pretty good.
Her laughing sounded kind of fake, though.
Like I said, bad,
like forced,
bad voice acting.
Yeah.
Which is something, a negative I have of this, like I mentioned earlier, just bad voice. Somewhat bad voice acting in the beginning, and like I said, it gets better.
Yeah, near the end. They become more comfortable with their characters, I guess.
Yeah, only 10 episodes, so.
Yeah.
Better hit the ground rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really think of anything too good I want to say about this anime.
Yeah, I did enjoy the pig squealing. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Doing it in front of the class.
All right, do you have anything you want to mention before you, I know it's a little, we're kind of a little short, but there's nothing I can really say about this.
Yeah, there's that anime. I mean, all we could really say is like, yeah, this anime is funny, but I can't really like pinpoint like a
good moment.
Yeah.
It's good junk food, I feel.
Yeah, potato chips.
Yeah, it's real easy watch. You can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Not much else about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like the fate references in here.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool scene.
That was a cool, nice nod.
What was it? Unlimited Brother Works?
Unlimited Brother Works.
We didn't even talk about that character.
How'd
you feel about the
little sister?
Oni-chan.
She's okay.
Yeah.
I really... Oh, talking about favorite scenes, I guess. She did have a favorite scene of mine. That's when she had to out-act the pretty boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she just went crazy murderer
mm-hmm.
with her method acting. It was pretty cool. It was pretty good. Like, she was so good at even, like, brought the guy into it. He's like, wait, are you acting? There's no time for that.
What were the other competitions?
One was wrestling. The other one was the insult war.
Mm-hmm. That one was pretty funny.
What is that? That's three. Four was
the main dude, right?
No. Well, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the one with chocolate was... Oh, no, it was insults for chocolate, nickname, mm-hmm. nicknames for the big-breasted girl and the silver-haired girl.
Mm-hmm.
And,
swimsuit episode was cool, too.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Accessibility, Jay.
Accessibility. There's a lot of lewd language.
A lot of fan service.
So it's not going to be for everybody. A lot of the choices are very, like you said in the opening, perverse.
Yeah.
Like, look at a dirty magazine and sniff it or something like that.
Yeah, one was eat it or sniff it.
Yeah. That's an obvious choice. I mean,
yeah,
you're not going to eat
it.
That's disgusting.
Then it's been on the ground for God knows how long.
I know, right? Rewatchability?
Nah.
I could see myself watching this by mistake, thinking like, oh, this anime sounds interesting. Oh, I've watched this before. Kind of like My Little Monster.
I don't think I'd rewatch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned before I started watching it one time and I just stopped.
Yeah.
After the first episode. And I'm kind of glad that I finished it. I think I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to enjoy it. But
yeah,
that doesn't mean... much really.
Mm-hmm.
So I am kind of
take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't really consider it, but I thought about tapping out. But I was like, it's only 10 episodes.
I know, let me just get through it.
Like it entered my mind a little bit after the first four episodes. I was like, should I tap?
This was supposed to be an easy watch.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, well, should I tap? And I was like,
You don't want to waste your time.
No, it's wait, we just started.
Wait for a rom-com that I pick that's 24 episodes.
Exactly. I got to keep it in my back. I'm going to try to keep it in my back pocket as long as possible.
Wait for another Kimmy Kiss.
Kiss. We're doing redoing Kimmy Kiss. And then, what would you change?
I don't know. I think it's just fine the way it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't even change the jank or anything because I thought that was pretty.
Besides production, pretty funny. Production things, mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe like what you said, make the choices more harder.
Yeah, I wanted
like the
one, at least some discussion in his head to be like, all right, well, what do I want to do?
Yeah, some kind of strategy.
Yeah,
involved in picking, not just like, okay, this one is the obvious choice, so I'm gonna pick it.
Right. I would have actually liked a lot more Monkey Paw
questions. Okay, yeah. You get like, oh, you think this is better, but
this is gonna happen. Like, oh, the harem life,
it's a guys.
And it's a bunch of guys after him, which is pretty good.
Or like monkeys or something.
It's so good. I like that. All right, Jay, moment of truth.
What do you
rate it?
I'm gonna guess a light pass.
Yeah, this is a pass. It's a pass from me, dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing I can say about it. It's just a pass.
It's like one of like the least we talked about in anime. Like things that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
There's not that much to talk about.
We
had some laughs.
You don't know, like, we sat here and watched Inferno Cop in one go.
Yeah.
And that, I think the Inferno Cop is probably going to be still a shorter podcast than this.
Uh-huh.
But we had a lot more fun talking about Inferno Cop, like the little bit of Inferno Cop. We're here. I feel like I was really trying to grasp at straws to talk about something about this anime.
Yeah. It's really like a nothing anime, but it did serve its purpose.
I would really have liked it if it was more trash. Like, if it was bad. I'd rather have like a horrible animated bit. Yeah. All right.
Or like intentionally tropey or something like that.
Yeah. Then we can like just rip it. But yeah, it's like, it's not offensively bad, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not H2O.
Mm-mm.
It's not,
I'll put it higher than H2O.
Oh, I would put it way higher than H2O. It's like, it's not Ping Pong. Like, I short watched Ping Pong Club, but I had a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
This is like, it's not really offensive. It's whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, now that we chose the lesser of two evils.
we chose to end the podcast.
Yes. What, are you ready for next week?
Yes. What are you going to pick for us, Aaron?
We are watching another recent anime, 2018.
Okay.
We're watching Hina Matsuri.
What's this one about?
I do not know.
So it's a blind pick.
It's a blind pick. I know that it has to do with, I know it's a comedy anime.
Okay.
I know there's, I think there's psychic abilities in it.
Okay.
And that's all I know.
All right. And how many episodes is it?
12.
12. Where can we watch it?
Funimation and probably just Funimation. Funimation, okay. And
is it dubbed?
Maybe Crunchyroll. And yeah, it's dubbed. They dubbed it. All
right.
This is what I do actually know. The one thing I do know is that there's fights in this anime.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the fights was Fight of the Year, nominated for Fight of the Year.
Yes.
In 2018.
Wasn't it like a, it wasn't like a physical fight though, right?
Something like that. It was weird. So I'm very excited. I heard a lot of good things of this anime.
Uh-huh.
I heard it's a really good comedy. So I'm really interested in checking it out.
All right. Sounds good. I think I remember that. I think that was the same year. I think that's the same year that Mob Season 1 came out.
Either that or the year before.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mob Season 1's 2017?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway.
If you like this, go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud. Subscribe to us on iTunes. subscribe on YouTube.
Leave a comment.
Any kind of suggestions, you can send me an email.
Got any recommendations?
Mm-hmm.
Put that in there.
Yeah.
We're fresh out of
recommendations.
I don't know, because we have some, but things that we're already planning to do. If you have other recommendations that you don't think that we know of,
Yeah.
Hit us up.
I know there's countless anime out there, and we're bound to skim over a lot of them, so.
And that's it. That's the podcast, everybody.
Yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one.
All right, everybody stay...
squealing.
Everybody got choices. As the great wise man E-40 once said.
40 water.
Ooh.